Blog Talk Radio.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR, DB, or its affiliates. Welcome back to the live podcast of Phenomenally You with Nicole. And as you've guessed it, I am Nicole, your host this evening, and it has been a long time coming. The summer is coming to an end, and I am back here to entertain you, to have you listen to me every Tuesday on eWater Radio at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And again, I just want to tell you that I'm just really happy to be back. It has been a minute. I just don't know what to say. It was good to be off. While I was off, if you have been following me on social media, I started a blog at ewaterradio.net, which has really been fun for me. And I'm going to continue that blog every Sunday. And so what I'm going to probably try to do is bounce off of the blog on Tuesdays on my podcast. I may not, but I'm going to try to keep it, you know, keep it real with you as I always do. I'm going to try to keep it honest with you as I always do. And hopefully just something that I say will spark a little something in you to look within yourself and, you know, just say, hey, you know, I need to do some things in order to live my best life. And I read this thing one time that said the people who say they're living their best life really are not living their best life. But I beg to differ because I say I'm living my best life and I am living my best life. Even if everything doesn't always go my way, even if I'm not always getting along with everybody, life is good. And each day that I open my eyes, I am reminded of just how blessed my life is. And, you know, I hate that I'm coming back and we have all of this stuff going on in the world. But, you know, it's, again, a reminder. It is a reminder that no matter what we think is happening that is all so bad, there are people who are going through it. And today, I don't know if you guys have turned on the TV and looked at the news, but the people in Bahamas were put through it. And now, you know, some other people within the states may get put through it. You know, we have people in South Carolina, I believe, right? We have people preparing in Florida, maybe in Georgia. I may be missing some states for Hurricane Dorian. But I'm going to tell you what, Hurricane Dorian came through and is not playing. And we have people right this very minute as I am speaking who have absolutely nothing and are looking for families and friends and pets. And so, again, you know what? Let's not take life for granted, and let's live our best life. Let's live our best life physically, mentally, spiritually, intellectually, however it is, emotionally, all those things that we need to do in order to be the best people that we can be. We also had the shootings in Texas. We just most recently had one the other day. And, you know, it's crazy to me all of the things that are going down. And I read this book, I believe it was called The Tipping Point. And every time I turn on the news, every time I read about the things going on in the world, I'm reminded of this book. And right now I don't remember the author of the book, but if I can get it, I'm going to tell you what it is. But the book is called The Tipping Point. And what the tipping point is, it's the definition of a tipping point is the point at which a series of small changes or incidents become significant enough to cause a larger, more important change. right? So we have all these large, important changes happening in the world. We have these hurricanes happening that are affecting thousands and thousands of people. We have fires going on that's affecting everyone. And, you know, we kind of turn our back to it, but you know that the Amazons are on fire. And, you know, it's very easy for us to turn our back on it because we don't see it. We're not smelling the smoke from it, right? We're not running from the flames. But let's remember that the Amazon, what can I say, is the mother of oxygen for all of us. So for the things that are going on in the world, and just because it's not at your doorstep does not mean that it is not affecting you. So let's educate ourselves. Let's make sure that we know what's going on in the world so that we can send out positive energy and we can be positive people. And we could just help, even if it's one person, be better and do better and want more. Because that's why I do the things that I do. I'm in the blog. You know, I'm on the podcast, not because I know you love my wonderful voice, not because, you know, I'm the best writer in the world, but it is definitely because I want to make a change in the world. I want to leave this world saying that I made an effort, and that is what the whole purpose of this podcast is. So if you're just now tuning in and you heard me before, you know what my purpose is. But if you're just now tuning in today and you've never heard this podcast, just note that you are definitely at the home of positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And every single Tuesday, that is what I'm going to try to bring you: positive, empowering, an insightful conversation. So I was at work today and one of my friends asked me what the topic was about today, and I had to be honest with her. You know, I really did not know because there is so much going on. You know, everywhere that I turn, I'm just seeing people who are crying out. Sometimes it's not, you know, with an actual tear or an actual voice. It's a look in their eye or it's from their actions, and I'm like, what is going on? But I'm going to tell you what, on a positive note, I'm seeing people do great things too. And one of the people that I have seen do great things, who it is, it breaks my heart to say that he is no longer with us, is Ed Waterford. And Ed Waterford is the owner of eWater Radio, and one of his close, dear friends, brother-like friend, Shonuff Carleon, and I want to make sure that I am saying his last name correctly. If I am not, I apologize. He passed away. This brother, let me tell you guys about him. He was doing great things in the world, and he used to do this fundraiser every year, and he started following me and supporting not just my podcast, he also supported my blog. And I noticed that I didn't see him posting on social media anymore. And last week, I actually went looking for him, and I found out yesterday that he passed away yesterday. So rest in heaven, Shonuff, you left your mark on the world, and I can only hope that I can do the same. I can only hope that the day that I close my eyes and I am no longer here in this earthly form, that when I leave, that people can say that I tried to make a difference, that I made a difference, and that I brought positive energy within the world, because that is my goal. And so this evening, I have a couple of things that I want to talk about. Again, I'm going to pull them from my blog. So if you haven't got a chance to look at my blog, you can go to ewaterradio.net and you could look at my blog. But this Sunday, my post for my blog was called "And the Award Goes To." And then on August 25th, I had a post on my blog that was called "Let's Talk." And I think I'm going to intertwine both of those topics this evening because, like I said, I see people out in the world, you know, who are not doing the best that they can for themselves. And I'm not trying to be a know-it-all, but, you know, I want to put some information out there so that it can spark, you know, it can spark your interest. It can spark someone's interest that even if you are already walking in your greatness, that maybe you can have this conversation with someone tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, or next month, or when you hang up the phone. But the whole point is to spark the interest so the conversation can get started. And again, you don't have to agree with everything that I say, right? Because this is just to start the conversation. And so I want to get into it this evening with the first topic that I'm going to talk about, and it's called Let's Talk. But I am going to go into a commercial because you know me well, and I'm always going to support the people that I know. And again, this commercial is from Joyful Expression. If you have not been there, it's a paint and sip business. A personal friend of mine owns it. It is booming. He is doing great things. His fiance and him are doing great things. They are based in Gardena, but they also have a paint and sip in Carson, and I believe one in LA. And he has other businesses that are coming soon. And his fiance just opened a lash business in Gardena. And so if you have not already done it, I urge you to go ahead and Google Joyful Expressions, because it's nothing like great people doing great things for other people. And that's exactly what they're doing. So we're going to go into a commercial for Joyful Expressions. And when we get back, let's talk. Let's talk about the things that we need to do in order to walk in our greatness and live our best lives.
Joyful Expressions Paint and Taste Studio is a fun place to celebrate any occasion. We provide every guest with an apron, easel, canvas, brush, paint, and an instructor to guide you step by step through the creation of your masterpiece. Come on time so that you can pick a good seat and order your drink. Joyful Expressions now has Taco Tuesday, a margarita wine and two tacos with chips and salsa, Thirsty Thursday with wine and snacks, Friday fun night, and Saturday brunch with two wings, a Belgian waffle, and bottomless mimosas. Reserve your seat today at joyfulexpressions.gallery. Prices start at only $24. Joyful Expressions is located at 14800 Southwestern Avenue, number 104 in the city of Gardena. 310-692-6999. That's 310-692-6999. It's your time to shine and get your paint and party on. It's lit! JoyfulExpression.gallery. Also, check out the Facebook page.
And we are back with Phenomenally You on eWater Radio, KEWRDB, and I am your host, Nicole Quinlan, and you are listening to the home of positive, empowering, and insightful conversation. And so I want to get right into the first topic, and if we have time, we'll go into the second topic, but it's called Let's Talk. And I'm going to tell you what, this lesson hard in life. I still struggle with what I'm about to talk about today, but I believe it is something that is extremely important in order for us to live our best lives. And that's how we communicate with other people. That's how we talk with other people. That's how we respond to other people. It is, you know, whether or not we're going to give energy to certain conversations. So if you read my blog, you know, I said, I'm a talker. I'm on this podcast. That's what I'm doing. I'm a talker. I love to talk. It's one of the reasons I like to go out, because I love to be around different kind of people and have conversations and hear different perspectives, hear different ideas, because it opens up, you know, ideas for me. It helps me look into the world and not just kind of stay in my bubble and think that things are going to go just the way that I want them and people are just going to be the way that I want to be. And I think that has allowed me to accept people, you know, for who they are and how they are. But it is still a continuous struggle because I am so opinionated and I am passionate about so many things. And so when people start to talk, especially when they're talking about stuff that I'm passionate about, I want to jump into the conversation. But I'm going to tell you what, I just learned the lesson like a week ago again. I have to constantly remind myself that, you know what, every conversation does not need my participation. I'm going to say that again. Every conversation does not need my participation, even when I know what's going on, I enjoy the topic, I have some relevant information to give about the topic. Every conversation is not in need of my participation. And with that being said, I'm going to say every conversation is not in need of your participation. And it's really important for us to understand that, because it saves us. It saves us what, you know, it's not real heartache, but it saves us for cutting off our nose to spite our face. It saves us from dealing with negative energy that we don't want to deal with. There are conversations that need to be had, and there are conversations that do not need to be had. And every day we have to make the decision, am I going to participate? And so I have this thing that I do now before I even jump into a conversation is I ask myself two questions. The first question I ask myself is, how is engaging this conversation going to benefit me physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually, right? How is it going to benefit me if I jump into this conversation? What am I going to get out of it? What positivity am I going to get out of it? Am I going to grow, right? Am I going to walk away with information that is going to help me immediately, maybe? Am I going to walk away and feel better about myself as a person, or feel better that I uplifted someone else? Is it going to warm my spirit for me to be a participant of this conversation? So the first thing I ask myself is, how is engaging this conversation going to benefit me physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? The second thing that I ask myself is, how is engaging this conversation going to benefit the immediate space I am? And what I'm talking about with that one is, how am I going to benefit the listener, the people who are listening that may not be in that immediate circle of the conversation, even the world or the society? How am I going to benefit them, these parties, by participating in this conversation? I cannot tell you how many times I have participated in a back and forth conversation that has gotten me nowhere, where I had a good intent initially, and then all it ended up is this back and forth banter where no one really hears each other for whatever reasons. You know, nothing is nothing is solved, nothing is gained except frustration and negative energy. You know, it's crazy because I was in my favorite bar, as a matter of fact, Denny's, maybe a month ago. And one of the ladies who I considered a friend, she looked at me and she said, you know, there's something that you do that I realize that I need to do. And I didn't know what she was talking about. And I was like, what? She says, what I noticed is that you don't let things get to you. The people in here will be going back and forth. They'll get into an argument. They'll get to cursing, and you don't really get involved. And you told me one day, why would I get involved in something that is going to waste my energy? And I find it really interesting that she told me that, because it's something that I think, but you never think about how you hold yourself and if people are watching you. And it was interesting to me because she had been watching me, and she said, you know, it's something that I probably need to start practicing myself, because I always let people ruffle my feathers. You know, I'm always, you know, using up this energy for no reason. And so with that being said, I'm not saying that people don't matter. I'm not saying that, you know, you're not supposed to listen to people just because they're saying something that you want to hear. And sometimes you just need to lend an ear because somebody wants to talk. But what is the benefit? What is the benefit of you jumping into a conversation or a situation if you walk away feeling extra stressed, feeling drained of your energy, feeling like you've wasted your time? What is the point? It's something that I think is beneficial for us all to work on. Everybody. We need to work on that, because you know what? We can say so much, or we can say a little bit. And sometimes you just have to say a little bit and you get a message across. And sometimes people are just going back and forth and there has been nothing said. And you walk away, you pissed off, you upset, you're frustrated. Now you're mad at the person. You're walking in every time, you're upset with them. Is it really worth the effort? I really had to learn that it wasn't necessary to engage in all conversations. And I'm telling you, I just fell for the okie doke like a week ago. I engaged in a conversation that I really probably shouldn't have. And in the end, I had to cut it short and really say, I'm not going to participate in this conversation anymore. Because in the end, are you really communicating if you are not honestly listening and if you are not opening to honestly hearing what a person has to say. So with that being said, I urge you to kind of pinpoint what kind of talker you are, what kind of communicator you are. And when I was looking it up, they had all these different names, but I sat down and I thought of some names for myself that maybe I felt like you would find. I made up topics that I thought that you would relate to better. So the first kind of talker I talked about was a social talker, which is me. I love to talk, and I don't care how old you are. My daughter can tell you, I'll talk to her friends. I'll talk to, you know, older people. I'll talk to middle-aged people. I love to talk to people, and I love to hear the things that they have to say and the information that they have to offer. So there's a social talker. There's the attention seeker. You know that person who talks. They're not really talking about anything. They're just talking because there are ears present to listen. So they just talk. They're not talking about anything in specific. You know, they just talk because they know that some people can hear. There's a dictator. The dictator loves to talk, but they love to talk about what they want to talk about, how they want to talk about it, and they kind of don't bend. They think that, you know, everything they say is it, you know. The complainer, the person who's talking, every time they open their mouth, all it is a complaint all day, every day, but they need someone to hear their complaints, and that's all they do is complain about everything that's going on, what everybody is not doing right. And then I included this, even though this person doesn't talk, it's the mute. And the mute takes in all the other people who are talking. They don't say anything. You know, they just sit there and take it in. But I think it's important. Where do you fall in that category? Or what if you think of another category that you may fall in? It's really important to understand what kind of communicator you are when it comes to talking. Where do you fall in that? I mean, it doesn't have to be one of those titles that I gave. Choose your own title. But where do you fall in that? And it's very important for you to understand where you fall, because it is going to help you figure out what kind of communicator you are. It is very important for you to understand what kind of communicator you are, because we have to be able to communicate with people in the world in order to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish in life. Me personally, like I always said, that when I am communicating, I want it to have a purpose. I don't want to talk just to be talking. I'm not really someone who wants to talk just because people are listening. When I speak, I want people to hear the words that I am saying. Have you ever talked to someone and they're just talking and you're not even bothering listening to what they're saying because you've already determined that you don't like the tone or you don't like the way they've communicated with you in the past? It's the reason why it's so important for us to learn about what kind of communicators we are. Like me, I know that I have a very strong personality. I know that I am very passionate about the things that I'm interested in life, and I am passionate about life, period. So that means, you know, I have a strong opinion about everything, and I'm aware of that. But at the same time, I'm aware that there are other communicators that are not like me. And I have to take that in consideration. The one thing I want to stress before I even continue is to note that no one in this world, right, has to deal with the kind of person that you are. You know, a lot of people will say, you know, that's just how I am. This is just how I communicate. They know that this is just what it is. But you know what? No one in this world has to deal with that. No one signed up for that except maybe your mama. Maybe your husband. You know, not even your close friends. And as a person who cares about the things that come out of their mouth and the things that are said, and if you say that you want to be a person who emits positive energy in the world, it is our responsibility to acknowledge the type of communicators we are, so that when we communicate, right, it's actual communication. Because just because you're talking does not mean that you are communicating. And that's something that's really strong. I had to learn how to manage how I communicate. I had to learn how I manage, how I communicate, because there are things that I want to do, right? There are people who I want to hear me. There are really impressions that I want to make. And every single day, I'm not saying it's not, it is a struggle, because there's always going to be someone who is going to, you know, pull out something different in you that's going to make you not want to walk in your greatness. And just so you know, if you have never heard me talk about it, I talk about walking in your greatness all the time. And what that means is that every step that you take, it is with a purpose to be the best person that you can be. That is in communicating, that is in how you're acting, that is in everything that you take in and everything that you dish out, is that everything you do is with an intent to be the best person that you can be. And so when I talk about walking in your greatness, that's what I'm talking about. And so this evening, when I talk about communication, I'm talking about walking in your greatness, because we can't walk in our greatness if we're not good communicators. We can't walk in our greatness if we're not honest with ourselves about who we are as communicators. So again, how is engaging in a conversation going to benefit you physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually? Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle. Sometimes it's just not worth the stress. I just talked about all of the things that are going on in the world with Hurricane Dorian, the Amazons are on fire, the shootings in Texas. Texas, actually, parts of Texas, or all of Texas, just passed a law where you can carry an open weapon, an open weapon or an unconcealed weapon into the stores. I mean, this is real stuff that we're dealing with every single day. And so sit back and think about how you want to use your energy. What is worth your energy and what isn't? Because every single day is not promised. And do you want to waste it? Do you want to waste your energy? Or do you want to use it in a way that is beneficial not only to you, but to people around you, to the world around you, to your immediate society? You really have to think about that. What kind of person do you want to be? Have you considered why and how you engage in conversations? Have you considered how it affects you and those around you? Or have you just said, this is me, look at me, you know what, I'm a bad bitch, this is how I talk. You know what, love me or hate me, deal with me or don't deal with me, it doesn't matter. I'm just telling you, that's not the way to go. That's not the way to go. What kind of communicator are you? Here are some ways that I say, you know, are beneficial. Things that why acknowledging what kind of communicators we are, why working on communicating is important. It improves our communication with other people. And who doesn't want to have good communication with other people? It enables you to improve your communication skills. So once you acknowledge the kind of communicator you are and you're very honest with it, you can work on it and you can become an even better communicator. It enables you to maintain respectful relationships with people. Meaning, even if you are outspoken, even if you have a strong opinion, even if you are passionate about a topic, you're able to communicate that in a respectful manner. That is not demeaning. That is not berating. That does not tear down somebody else. Because a lot of people don't get that we can express dissatisfaction. We can even express sadness. We can express disgust without treating people in that same manner. We can be disgusted and not treat someone like they are disgusting. We can be angry, right? And not, you know, emit that anger back out on them. We could be frustrated. And it doesn't mean that we try to make that next person frustrated. So when we acknowledge the kind of communicators we are, it enables us to maintain respectful relationships with people. Because I'm going to tell you, you know what? You can't take things that you say back, even if you don't mean them. People hold on to that, which is why sometimes we just need not say anything. Sometimes it's good just to be quiet. Even when you feel like something needs to be said, sometimes you just need to walk away. A lot of you who know me know that I have this 3-day timeout thing, and sometimes it don't always go well, but usually I just shut down. And if I feel like I have to come back too strong, then I'm just going to sit and marinate in it for a minute. Because I'm going to be honest with you, that's just not the kind of person that I want people to look at me, and it's not the kind of person that I want to be. The last thing that why it's beneficial that I wrote down of understanding the kind of communicator you are is it enables you to be heard without being misunderstood. And so the important part of that is it enables you to be heard. Just because you're speaking does not mean people hear you. Just because there are ears in the room and you are talking and they can hear your words coming out of your mouth, it does not mean that they hear what you are saying. And this is what I talk about. Make the decision about the energy that you want to put out in the world and the energy that you want to receive. And again, is it positive or is it negative? You know, a lot of people will roll their eyes and say that I'm being ridiculous, but I have learned firsthand that it's very